Okay, great, everybody. Well, welcome, welcome. We're so excited for you to come to our Stress Buster Stepmom Masterclass here today. I'm so excited for you all to be here. We are going to have some amazing information. I want to make sure that you have your pens, your paper, everything ready, your computers. I do want to ask that you make sure that you just give yourself this time to right now to not multitask. You know, as stepmoms, we are stepmoms and moms, women. I know women tend to be more multitaskers oftentimes, but give yourself this special time. You know, even if you're listening to this later on, I really want you to really give yourself this special time to really let this material flow through you and for you to really get what you need to. You know, there's no accident that you're here today, that you're listening here today or you're listening later on. We're all here to support you, and this is the time for you really to really be able to release the stress. And it's okay to admit that we all have stress, and it's okay to admit that you need some support, because that's what we're all here to do, is support each other. So I want you to come on down, get a seat down front. What's great about virtual programs is you can get a seat down front. You can bring any kind of beverage. You can, I have my yoga pants on from my Pilates class this morning, my hair up in a ponytail, and it doesn't matter. So everybody can just be in any way we want to be. I want to tell you a little bit about what this masterclass training is going to cover today. First of all, you're going to learn how to have less stress. With the holidays coming up, this is really important. How to better navigate the holidays. Learn how to talk directly to even your partner's ex in a way that creates more peaceful solutions. How to handle holiday vacations and day-to-day dealings with more ease. Even if there are court orders involved, and this is really key. You know, what if the kids don't want to spend time with you or your partner, your husband? You know, what do you do? And how can you create an experience around traditions that everyone will buy into and agree on, even if that seems impossible? Now, maybe this is something, you know, you think you've got this handled, but our guest trainer tonight and today is going to really give you some new groundbreaking information. You're going to learn how to turn around the five critical mistakes that stepmoms and their husbands make that cause more holiday stress. And you'll learn a process that works with husbands, with kids, even with ex-wives, especially when everyone is emotionally charged up, that results in peaceful resolutions. We're going to go over that today. So again, welcome. Come on in. You get a seat down front. We are here to support stepmoms and their families to have less stress, and we're going to have some amazing training here today. So I'm going to get started here just in a second. I just really want everyone to just have an intentional energy that you're here. There's no accent that you're here today. We are going to have some amazing training today. You're going to learn about a simple system called Smart Heart Skills and Dialogues so you can avoid arguments with your husband or your partner, your stepkids, and his ex even about holidays, vacations, really any touchy subject. And once you learn how to use the system, you're going to be amazed at how much better everyone's going to get along. So why don't we go ahead and get started here today? I would love to introduce our host today. And our host is a certified Step Family Foundation coach. She's the author of the Stepmom Project and the founder of the East Valley Stepmoms Group. She's been a professional educator in several countries for over 13 years. Her lifelong passion is to empower others through knowledge, self-exploration, and coaching methods. And she currently lives in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, with her husband and stepdaughter. I'm so excited for our host, Elizabeth Mosaitis. Elizabeth, I see your name right.
You said it right. Thanks, Sharon.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth. I am going to turn it over to you, and I just know I'm so grateful for all you've done to bring this masterclass together.
Thank you, Sharon. And I am honored to introduce Dr. Bonnie Eaker-Weil. And Dr. Bonnie is a renowned relationship therapist with over 35 years experience, a global phone-based practice, and a private practice in New York City with a 98% success rate. She has authored bestsellers, New York Times Reader's Choice Pick, Makeup, Don't Break Up, a book-turned-movie, Adultery, the Forgivable Sin, and Financial Infidelity. Her accolades include recognition from being on Oprah 5 times and was chosen by Oprah as one of her top 10 shows in 25 years. So quite impressive. I know you're going to be an excellent resource for our stepmoms, Dr. Bonnie. So let's dive right into our training questions. And question number one, so Dr. Bonnie, can you tell us more about how you came to be doing this powerful work with stepmoms?
Thanks, Elizabeth. I'm so honored to be here to be able to help everybody. This is my passion, and it's very close to my heart because in my family, my parents were the only people that did not get divorced. And I saw the pain that happened in my family with my aunt, but both of my aunts struggled. And so then I became a therapist because of that, in a very unique solution-oriented model. So I want to take away some of the pain that I see in the stepfamilies that I've talked to over the years, and especially the stepmoms are usually the ones that are expected to figure out how all to make this work.
So yes,
can I share some
so
statistics
true.
With you, Elizabeth? I'd like to share some statistics that I find really amazing, and it really speaks to the problems that are happening. And I don't know if a lot of you folks know this, but second marriages are higher in divorce and adultery than first marriages. And in 2016, the statistics are that 50% of all marriages end in divorce, 60% of second marriages end in divorce, and third marriages, 73% end in divorce. Usually, stepfamilies have a higher incidence of divorce. And actually, Elizabeth, over a 40-year period of this study, it showed there are more stepfamilies than ever before. It's like the norm now to be a stepfamily, not a regular family. 1,300 new stepfamilies are formed every day, and 66% of those living together or remarried break up when kids are involved. So now we can see why stepmoms can be so stressed out. Another statistic, the United States has the 6th highest divorce rate. So that would mean not only are there a lot of stepfamilies, but it's the norm, as I just said before, the blended family. So none of you are alone. As a stepfamily, we have to remember that you have a unique dynamic, more so than even an original family, and I call that double trouble. But it doesn't have to be that way. Everything is amplified as there's more people involved with different things at different times and having conflicting needs and desires. That can all be turned around. I believe love, just like the song says, is even better the second time around. If you know the formula for success in marriage and in families. The prediction is that we are heading towards having more stepfamilies than original families, and there's no manual. There's no prescription on how to have success. So that is why I feel such passion to support stepmoms. So I'd like to tell you some good news, Elizabeth. I believe most relationships can be saved, and that is why I have a 98% success rate. But the vast majority of people do not have the tools to navigate these dynamics. Therefore, I created and I teach a simple system to help stressed out moms, stepmoms, and families to navigate these tricky waters. I help these couples learn how to make up and don't break up, and often the issues are so hidden that it can be festering for years without those involved really knowing it. So feeling stressed out is one, and there are more we will go over today, but these are indicators that there are some foundational areas that need to be created or strengthened with the stepfamily. And that is why and what we are going to learn more about here in this training.
That sounds wonderful, Dr. Bonnie. So I have another question for you. So what are the 5 mistakes that stepmoms and their husbands make that cause the holidays to be more stressful?
What I would like to do first, if you don't mind, and then I'll go into that in a few minutes, I would like to tell the stepmoms first what they're going to learn today, and then I'll go into the five mistakes that stepmoms and their husbands make. So is that okay, Elizabeth?
That sounds great.
So I'll give you what we're going to learn today so the stepmoms can be prepared for what we're going to cover. The training today is to support all of you, you stepmoms, to activate the skills and the tools to help you feel more at peace. So whether you're engaged to be a stepmom, living with a partner, newly married, or if you've been a stepmom for years, I want you to have less stress with your partner, the kids, and even his ex. And I've worked with people that never thought it would happen. But using my system, it all worked together and was simple to apply. That is what we want in today's world. We're so busy and stressed. We want simple, right?
Right.
You can have a good relationship with the ex that will allow win-win solutions, and I will be training you on the do's and don'ts that may even surprise you. You will learn how to have less stress with the holidays coming up, how to better navigate the holidays, and learn how to talk directly to an ex in a way that creates more peaceful solutions, and how to make sure you're not playing second fiddle to the kids or an ex, which happens very frequently. So I'm going to go over these key areas today: how to handle holidays, vacations, and day-to-day dealings with more ease, even if there are court orders involved or the kids don't want to spend them with you. Create an experience around traditions that everyone will buy into and agree on, even if it seems impossible. Turn around the five critical mistakes that we'll go over in a few minutes that stepmoms and their husbands make that cause more holiday stress. You will also learn a process that works with husbands, kids, and even ex-wives. That's right, even ex-wives, especially when everyone is emotionally charged up, which is most of the time. That results in peaceful resolutions. So, folks, you will also learn about a very simple system, which I developed, called Smart Heart Skills and Dialogues, so you will avoid arguments with your husband, with your stepkids, and even his ex about holidays, vacations, and any touchy subject that you have. Once you learn how to use this system, you'll be amazed at how much better everyone will get along. Elizabeth, I want to let the people listening know that I will give you all I absolutely can in this training. And if you want to dig in deeper, I will show you how to do that as well. So I suggest everyone stay on till the end. We will have a chance for some questions and answers, and we will be doing a drawing for a free phone session with me to help deal with any step family issue or relationship issue. I will also give my number so that people could reach me. And also, I will give my number one way to keep the romance alive in your relationship or your marriage. It's one thing that you can do that will keep the sizzle in your relationship for years to come, and that is a great gift for you and your partner, and I will give it to you at the end. So now, Elizabeth, I think you can ask me that question. I just wanted to go over this before, but yes, I'm ready to answer. You could ask that question again, please.
Sure, and the whole training sounds like something that all of us as stepmoms can use, so I'm really looking forward to that. But the question that I had was, what are the five mistakes that stepmoms and their husbands make that cause the holidays to be more stressful, that add stress to the holidays?
Elizabeth, I'm really excited to talk about that today. So everybody, maybe you want to get a pen and paper and write these things down. I'm sure you can all relate to these. The first mistake that stepmoms and their husbands make is peace at any price, which is that they sidestep any kind of conflict. So Elizabeth, let me tell you why that's a mistake. It becomes a pattern in the marriage or in the relationship, and polite marriages end in divorce and adultery more often, and I will go into that a bit later. There is no system to discuss touchy subjects or issues, and this not only causes a problem at the holidays, this can cause deep resentment and anger that can fester and cause grudges for years, which end in divorce or an emotional divorce. So, what are the consequences? When there is no system and no ground rules, it causes confusion, misunderstandings, disconnection, detachment, and ultimately stress for all involved. There is no course for families. It doesn't come naturally, and it is more complicated because there are more people involved in step families. So the more people involved, the more complicated it gets. And if you don't have a foundation for a way to have discussions, no one is going to know what to expect. That is how arguments happen and why people end up wanting to sidestep any conflict, and that causes unpredictability. So, Elizabeth, let me tell you about the second mistake.
Okay.
Many stepmoms and their partners tend to want to avoid the ex-wife, and don't include the ex in the beginning of the plans. So what happens? The ex feels a lack of control, and they unconsciously may sabotage the holiday plans. And this can happen even if you think the relationship with the ex is okay. It is something that is not talked about, but is felt by the ex and can be the reason that she sabotages the holiday plans or vacations or even any day-to-day dealing. The ex is not even aware of this. This is an underlying mindset that can sabotage the relationship and the holiday. Question four. So I call this bullying. Bullying, because it's the opposite of buying into the Brady Bunch family fantasy. So let me tell you what this is.
So this is mistake this number is, three?
I'm sorry, this is number three.
Okay, so, yeah, tell us about mistake number three.
Right, so this is the mistake number three, which is buying into the Brady Bunch family fantasy. So let me tell you what it is. So often the stepmom and husband / partner can have an unrealistic expectation for the holidays of the togetherness or going together on a vacation or holiday break to bond the family. The problem is that neither the stepmom or the husband realize that they have this fantasy activated. So it's bound to end up disappointing and even a disaster because they often have not shared their sense of expectations for the trip or holiday in a way that each understands the needs and expectations. And so it is a recipe for disaster. It actually turns out more into a bullying fiasco than it is the Brady Bunch fantasy, which it starts out with. And everyone ends up upset, and no one can figure out what happened. I will tell you how to avoid these stressful experiences in a minute.
That sounds wonderful.
So
what is the next mistake?
Yes, so I'm going to give you number four, Elizabeth, which is so common. I see this all the time in my practice and when I talk to people on the phone. And I know people don't want to do this, and they try so hard not to, but it's really, really tempting, and it's very hard not to. The next mistake is bad-mouthing, criticizing, or judging the ex to the husband. This can be direct comments, passive-aggressive, frustrations, whispering in his ear, disapproval at anything. Example, how she dressed, how she handles kids, how much money she's getting for child support or alimony, or even the most insignificant remark and comment that builds up over time. This can make the husband feel very torn with split loyalties, guilt, that filter down to the children. This is actually a boomerang that comes back to negatively impacting the stepmom. Folks that are listening, you want to think about anything you may be doing that can be in this category, because it will cause some level of resentment from your husband, and that can manifest in things like issues with intimacy, romance, disconnection, distance, sex, and even money. And it can even cause problems with the kids and your husband, where they may not want to visit their father, and can cause the father to blame the stepmom, which is you, who he may feel caused this. And, of course, issues with the stepmom and the kids, again, these are things that are not conscious. If asked each of them, they would say, if you ask them to articulate it, they would say, this is the unconscious mindset.
That's really powerful, Dr. Bonnie. So what is the last mistake?
So, Elizabeth, the last mistake, which is number 5, that stepmoms can make, it's about money spent on the kids or the kids buying the ex a present and how that's handled. It sets up an undercurrent of rivalry and competition with the ex, the kids, and the stepmom. Everyone feels bad, and it's often not resolved and lingers past the holiday season. It can actually also, as a lot of you probably have found out, it can set a precedent of who is a priority and valued more. So actually, I'd like to share an example with you, Elizabeth, from my practice.
Sure.
Of what I call the Disney dad. The Disney dad shows his love by giving material gifts, and it puts him in competition with his ex, who feels the kids are going to love him more. And so if he has more money and he's lavishing them with gifts, and she will then have an underlying fear that she'll lose her kids' love and they'll love him more. She may then want to have revenge and not let him see the kids, especially around holidays, when he is giving lavish gifts. So here's the thing, Elizabeth, neither of them know that it's what is going on within them, because this is all unconscious. So here's another example. Suppose your husband gives you, the stepmom, a diamond bracelet or necklace, and the first wife, he would give gifts like a vacuum or a Vitamix. So the ex, hearing about this from the kids, can also feel even more resentful and not loved. This is why it's really important to downplay any gifts the stepmom gets with the kids and the ex. The same with vacations and talking about things that are more lavish than what they did with the ex. So if you're going to take the kids to the same place you did on the holiday, say to the Caribbean, the same place that he took the kids and the ex when he was married, I suggest you check in with the ex on this, and I will tell you more on how to do this the right way.
Okay, so Dr. Bonnie, these sound like really common issues that a lot of stepmoms can probably relate to. So how can stepmoms solve these problems?
Well, let's talk about how you can turn any and all these mistakes and any others around by creating a new slate. Literally, no matter what has happened in the holiday or other issues you have in the past, you have to be willing to clear the slate and start new with new skills and strategies. You have to start seeing these people with a new face and change the fix that you have on this person. To do that, as a stepmom, you are what I call the guardian of connection. And the way to truly transform your relationship with your husband, stepkids, and even the ex is to set up a foundation to talk about areas like the holiday that could be or have been an issue. So
okay,
the first
so
step,
this is awesome. Tell me more.
So I'm going to give you the first step, Elizabeth, which would be the stepmom to spearhead the idea of having a plan for the holidays or vacation, or that her and her husband can agree on before they bring other people in, before you discuss it with the ex and before you discuss it with the kids, you bring that up. So there are five simple steps, and I can go over them with you. So when I work with clients with my system, I show them exactly how to apply these simple steps in ways that can get great results. So I'll give you the first step. The first step is make an appointment as a stepmom with your husband with permission, and it's time limited. This is really important. You don't want to talk to him at a time when he's watching the football game, when he's not fully present, or he's not prepared to have a long conversation, because men do not like long conversations. So set some new foundation that can be used for other areas as well. And then the second step is set some ground rules. Tell your husband that you request he tells you what he wants, what he thinks the kids want, and what could tick off the ex-wife or might make her more cooperative. Get his perspective, his real perspective, and there's no judgment, though, on what he shares with you. You have to be very careful that you don't say, oh, I can't believe it, or roll your eyes or anything like that. You just want him to feel safe so he will open up and share. Otherwise, he won't tell you. And the third is help him visualize what he wants and what could happen. For instance, so you are suggesting we go to my mom's for dinner and then take the kids to your ex. So imagine the worst-case scenario. And would that be okay? What if there's a lot of traffic and we're in the car for hours? And the reason we say this is because we don't want him to say yes when he really means no, because men are not necessarily in touch with their feelings. So a lot of times they don't tell you their true feelings because they don't know what it is. As my husband always says, I would tell you if I knew. So they don't know until you help them to visualize. So you're helping him visualize what could happen with all involved so he can really see this ahead of time, and together you can create a plan that you both are good with and he doesn't backpedal about later. So the value of doing this is that you'll be preempting bigger issues later, and this also will help to dispel the Brady Bunch fantasy that I talked about before. And keep in mind that men are very visual. They're visual, and women are not so. Women tend to be more auditory and verbal. So when a woman is talking to the man and he's agreeing, which we call the yes, dear syndrome, it doesn't really mean that he's seeing all the elements and then he can get frustrated later and blame it on you because he really meant no when he said yes. So this is to avoid that. And then four, agree on the things that are the most important to each of you and to create a unified plan with what is most important and what can be adjusted. So I have specific words and actually simple dialogues that you can use to make sure that this part of the conversation goes well. And I'll go over that a little bit later here today so I can get you started on that so you can know how to do it. Now, step five is one that may sound off the wall, or maybe you have tried it in the past or feel like you already do this, but there's a very specific way to do this, and the words to use that work nearly every time. I will be telling you about the specifics on the exact words later on. One of the mistakes that I mentioned was not including the ex in the plans early on, or avoiding her and letting her know and what she may think is not enough time, even though you think it's enough time. For example, one of my clients, who was a stepmom, told the ex in early October what they wanted to do for the holidays, and the ex blew up and said that was not enough time. She had already made plans with the kids and had mentioned it to her ex-husband. So I had helped all three of them get on the same page in one phone conversation, and they all had a better holiday, because it's really so simple if you know how to do it. So no matter what you have tried before, if you do this in the way that I teach, you will have better experiences and much less stress in a simple way. So there are five parts to this step, and we have time for like two of the five parts right now. So step five, I will say after you and your husband are on the same page for your preference for the holiday or vacation plan, part one with the ex is, make an appointment with the ex. and have the husband make that appointment to talk about the holiday. If the relationship is good, it can be the stepmom and the ex doing it. If the relationship is shaky, the ex can be present. If it's not good, I should say, then the ex can present it without the stepmom first, okay? Because it's not good for the stepmom to be there and absorb a lot of that anger.
Mm-hmm.
Then the ex-husband and the stepmom can talk together. This really can work even if there has not been a good relationship with the ex in the past. Because really what you're looking for is the permission of the ex, because the ex creates a good snowball for the kids when they get involved, if you have the permission of the ex. The kids will be much more receptive if the ex is okay with it. And that's a lot of mistakes that we make, because the ex isn't always cooperative, so you don't want to say anything to her, and then the whole thing all falls down. So part two is some ground rules. Make the appointment to the ex's convenience. This is very important, because you're trying to get her permission and get her to buy in. Don't make it to your convenience or to your husband's. And you want to give her as much control as you can, because part of the stress that stepmoms experience from the ex is that the ex does not feel like they have much control. So they try to control things and try to control you. So this is about better understanding the mindset of the ex, so that you can more easily navigate the ex with win-win solutions. It's so that you as a stepmom gain more control. The more control you give to her, the more control you actually have. This is not conscious. It's unconscious, this mindset of the ex, which affects uncooperative behavior with the ex and the children. So you're trying to create goodwill. This is not about you giving in to the ex. This is very important to know the difference. This is about creating goodwill so that you can get what you want and get your needs met. This is about creating the foundation and affects positively how your husband will see you, which can affect not only having a good holiday, but also having great romance all the time. He will love you for this. Part three. Part four and five of the formula for the ex meeting are the exact words to use once you're in the meeting that will help you get in the mindset of the ex, so you can support her to feel valued and be willing to make compromises when you set up the conversation this way. And I teach that in my program, because then you'll get your needs met and so will your husband. And ultimately the kids will be happy and even the ex will be happy.
That sounds wonderful, Dr. Bonnie. So do you have anything else to include in the holiday conversation?
The holiday conversation is when and what time, and how you split the holidays, and check in again with the ex how she feels about the gifts that you're thinking about giving. This is important that you do not outdo the ex. That is a very big financial mistake that people make. When I work with stepmoms, I help them to have clear dialogues that they can use to help these kinds of meetings go well, and to have these meetings with the husband, the ex, and the stepkids. So another thing that we talked about that was a mistake is criticizing or in any way expressing frustration with the ex to your husband and especially to the kids. That is a no-no. This is something that you have to really make a commitment to for the greatest good. And if there has been some of that, just let it go. But don't ever do it again, because it's a real romance wrecker for you. Truly, no matter what has happened, there's a way to find more peace. You just have to learn these skills and dialogues that I have used for 35 years with couples and families. And remember, the reason you don't want to badmouth the ex, you have to remember that your husband picked the ex the first time around. So when you say bad things about the ex, you're also saying bad things about him. And the same goes for the kids, because the kids come from her as well. So they reflect, and it reflects them if you badmouth her on them as well. I suggest that you tell your husband that you took this master class on how to have less stress, and that you want to make a contract, which I really think is so important when you make a contract. that neither one of you will badmouth ever the ex to the kids or to each other even. So let me tell you how this really hurts you and boomerangs back to you. The bad mouthing creates a triangle, that's what we call it, and even if it may feel at times that is bonding you to your husband, it isn't. It's called pseudo-closeness, and it will dissipate very quickly. It is a real romance wrecker, as I said before, because it puts distance between you and your husband and your partner. And after distance comes detachment and then divorce. Those are the three parts. If you want to talk about his ex, you make an appointment with him with the intention of a resolution, and you do not do it in a way that is offhanded or when you are triggered. That is part of the contract, not when you're triggered. Anything said that is disparaging in any way about his ex will eventually cause rifts. Because remember what I said, he picked her initially and the kids come from her as well. So I teach a simple three-step process in my program on how to have this conversation with him so that he feels so loved and valued by you. Because when you validate his ex and his kids, he feels closer to you, and this is in an unconscious way, and it becomes more conscious that he starts to get inside your mindset and you get inside your husband's mindset, because it's very unconscious, the mindsets. And we're trying to make the mindset conscious by these dialogues. So you can better create win-win solutions with all involved, and in the process, get more of your needs met, too, because very often the stepmom's not getting her needs met. She's busy meeting everybody else's. So the better you are at using these skills, the more peace, love, closeness, connection, and romance that you will have all year, not just at the holiday.
That sounds like a very powerful process. And earlier you mentioned court orders, so I had a question about that. Tell us more about how stepfamilies can deal with things like court orders or if the kids don't want to spend time with their stepmom and dad.
Elizabeth, that is a great question. And I really feel that so often there is a dynamic set up that is lose-lose with these things, and that if we can just get inside the mindset of each person involved and better understand where they're coming from and help them feel more control, then the stepmom can more easily navigate these things and get her and her husband's needs met as well. So setting a formal meeting like we discussed and offering that you want to all come together and start with a clean slate, change the fixes on each other, see each other with a new face, can really be transforming. And it can actually help the ex and the stepkids feel more validated and more willing to make compromises, which is what you need as a stepmom. And sometimes what can really be helpful is to have an objective third party to help find solutions if the meeting process is hitting a wall, which very often it does because people are very triggered in blended stepfamilies. So I'll give you an example. I work on the phone with clients all over the world, and I have helped them to find a way to a win-win in a couple of sessions because of the unconscious mindsets that we uncover. For example, with one stepfamily, I worked with the ex who was still in love with the husband, and the husband had no idea. And this is so common that you can't even imagine how common this is. And even the ex sometimes doesn't know it. I knew there was going to be no negotiations made for the holidays. So she was not moving on anything because she was really upset about losing him. So I helped her to have closure with him and close that chapter, and I facilitated a foundation for everyone so that there could be compromise. And the thing that is so often standing in the way of compromise are the unconscious mindsets with each person involved. So I've spent many years getting clear on the core issues that are impacted by the mindset of each person involved in a stepfamily. That's the ex, the husband, the stepkids, and, of course, the stepmom, who usually gets the raw end of the deal a lot of the times, and she's trying to navigate all that without a system. So this is the key to stepfamily success.
That sounds wonderful. So, Dr. Bonnie, one thing that's really important to stepmoms is creating traditions during the holidays. So how can we create traditions that everyone will buy into and agree on?
Well, that's a wonderful question, Elizabeth, because holidays and vacations are really trigger points, and trigger points for even regular families. And it's a very tough time for everyone. There's a lot of emptiness and loneliness and memories and rituals that come back to people, good and bad. And it can charge up a lot of feelings of emotion and the emptiness that I just described, not just for the ex, but for the children who really didn't want this in the first place. And they didn't have a say in any of this, and this is being done to them. And remember, they still have the fantasy of wanting their parents to be back together. So children are very sensitive, and they have what I call emotional antennae. They may be picking up the mother's feelings of emptiness, and even if it seems like she's okay and has moved on, these are underlying feelings usually. The kids may be struggling, and this can go on for years if it is not understood and handled in the beginning. They have no clear guidance on how to handle the struggle that they're feeling, the loss, the isolation, and even the loneliness. And many therapists just don't understand this part. So often when you see kids in individual therapy, they're sent to individual therapy, they don't get the dynamics that go between the ex, the father, the stepmom, and the children. So the individual therapy may not be as effective as bringing the family together as a family so that the family can handle this with a system. And oftentimes, the children feel like they don't want to be a stand-in for their father, but sometimes they feel that they do want to be a stand-in for their father to help the mother feel better. So they may act out, they may rebel, and refuse to see the father or want to see the father without the stepmom. Remember, this is all unconscious, and everyone's mindset is all playing out without the conscious awareness of each person. So the children are feeling divided between two homes with different values. One of the things that kids need is consistency and structure. You probably all realize that, and that's what makes them feel safe, and they're getting anything but because it's two different worlds. So often they're asked to keep secrets, like don't tell mom I got a new car, don't tell mom I bought this for your stepmom, and the mother can do this also. So the child is in those two different stratospheres. It's like learning a different language, but they have to learn two languages actually at the same time. And this is not just for new step families. For example, let's say the stepmom and father see a great Christmas tree, and they want to surprise the kids, and they bring home this beautiful Christmas tree, and the kids react by being angry and upset because for the holiday they're used to picking out the tree. And you, as a stepmom, think this is going to be great, but it's making them feel not safe. And how can anyone know that ahead of time? So no matter how many years you have been in a step family, you want to weigh in with the kids on what they want in the way of traditions as well. And you want to add in the example to find out, as an example, would you like to come for the tree? Would you like us to bring the tree as a surprise? And you want to give the children as much control as you can, because the one place they want the control is to have mom and dad together. They can't have it. And even if it wasn't a great marriage, and the kids know it, and they even say it wasn't a great marriage, there's still that underlying fantasy that they're not even aware of to try to get them back together. So as an example, I say to people, one or both parents may see this, you know, step family and this marriage as a chance for happiness. Love is better the second time around, and this divorce was necessary. But the child doesn't see it this way. The child didn't want it. And especially if one of the parents wanted the divorce and the other didn't, let's say the ex didn't want the divorce and the kids would know because they have emotional antennae, it'll even be more difficult for the stepmom to be accepted. She could do no right in that situation. And even if both did want it, it's still not what the kids asked for. So I would suggest that you, based on, I'm giving you all the reasons why, I would suggest that you start with whatever traditions are already in place for the children. You can certainly add other ones in as long as you weigh in with the ex and the step, you know, kids. But start with whatever traditions are already in place and make sure that they're okay with you doing them. You know that the stepkids expect what the ex expects. So this is part of the ex's mindset that they feed off each other. So this can be a time when she may feel that she's being replaced or left out or that her traditions are not as important. And the kid's mindset can be that they don't want to see you replacing their mom or those traditions. And again, you want to involve the ex and the kids, for example, with the tree trimming. You can ask the ex, what are the traditions that are important to her? Then you can weigh in on the kids. Example, you can ask the ex, so when are you doing the tree trimming? Do you want to get yours first and we can do ours the next week? What is important to you, you ask her. Example, I know you bake cookies, and we were thinking of baking cookies this week, or should we wait till after you do yours? I just want to make sure that we consider your needs. This is the dialogue that you should be giving. There can be a way to have everyone agree and feel better if all are involved, and you understand the mindset of each one and how best to communicate knowing those mindsets.
Okay, so that sounds like a really powerful process that stepmoms can use and might be something really different for them that they can try out. So Dr. Bonnie, earlier you mentioned a process that we can use when anyone is charged up for more peaceful resolution. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, Elizabeth, I'm glad you asked that question because I have a 7-part process, and when you practice it a few times, you got it. I'd like to give you the first 3 steps, which we'll have time for, and
okay.
I call it compassionate mindset. You can do this as a family. This is why I love it so much, that you can do it as a family or one-on-one, and we want to verbalize this. So the first part is we are holding the intention for a peaceful solution that's a peaceful resolution with harmony to bring out the love and the compassion. The second is we are willing to see the person and each other in a new way. That's that changing the fix I talked about before and seeing the person with a new face, even though you've had negative feelings before, and imagining that you want to create what I call a bridge to understanding what the person is feeling in their mindset without judgment and without your own spin. The third is to accept that no matter what they say, there is no true or false, no right or wrong, no good or bad for someone to have a different mindset. And in order to do this, you need then, 4 is to put on an emotional bulletproof vest that helps you not to judge the person or get triggered or reactive. 5 is to visualize a bubble wrap or plexiglass around you so you don't take on anything else from the other person, no charged up emotions from the other person. You don't take anything on from that person with the bubble around you. Once you have facilitated this, everyone is able to share feelings with safety. Now, I like 6 because I tell people to take the emotionally charged emotions, put it in their hand in a little container like leftovers, just like you would put in a Tupperware container. You'd be holding in your hands with a bubble around you all of somebody else's charged up emotions. And you're seeing what they are sharing with you, this is really important, as a gift, a glimpse into their soul. You have to take care of it because it's fragile, and you must never, ever throw anything up to them that they have told you when you had this conversation. That's a very important ground rule. No matter what they said, it never be thrown up to them. So you make it safe for them to share over and over and over with you at other times. I go over the exact dialogue of how to have everyone share their feelings to get to any resolution in the program. So let me give you an example. One stepmom client was being ridiculed and humiliated. I'm sure you can all identify with that, by the stepkids behind the dad's back. But they were acting nice to her in front of the dad. So the dad did not believe the stepmom when she was alone with the kids, and they humiliated her, and when she asked him to help. When she worked with me alone doing the compassionate mindset process, she was able to understand the pain of the ex and the children. When I worked with the husband on the same process about the stepmom, and after that, she won the kids and the ex over because he understood what she was going through, what the stepmom was going through. And the big bonus that she got was the most respect from her husband. And I'll tell you what he said to her, and he told me what he said to her. He said, "I loved her even more than on our wedding day because of the bravery and courage that she showed, and she showed me the way. She used this mindset, the stepmom, that process without me to deal with issues after that because she was able to do it with her husband without me."
That is amazing, Dr. Bonnie, and that's something that I would like to try personally, and I'm sure the other stepmoms would too. So can you tell us more about what you have developed that you call smart heart skills and dialogues? You mentioned that earlier. And can you also tell us why they're so effective?
Yes, Elizabeth. This is my passion, and I'm so excited to share about this because actually I developed this with my husband when we were dating. Actually, I would say give him the credit because he started to suggest certain things that we do, like, for instance, start with 30 seconds to talk to him and then go up to 10 minutes now. We're married 28 years. So it was 10 minutes now, but it started with 30 seconds. He said, "I can't sit here and listen to too much of this talk." So he started this and then dancing me around the room when we had a disagreement to get the endorphins up. So he was really the pioneer of the step to help me with step families by helping create the smart heart skills and dialogue. And I believe that is why I have a 98% success rate. It was because of this. So I teach people how to use specific, simple dialogues in trigger situations so they learn a new way of getting into the mindset of each person. So it is a bridge that results in peace, harmony, solutions that everyone can agree on in the couple and in the family dynamics. So it's a set of simple formula, conversations, and examples for various situations that I have found can be landmines for step families. So it's so simple, even little kids can learn it, and little kids love using it. I do it with kids all the time, and then they do it at home with their step parents. So you have a roadmap of how to handle these trigger situations, not only easier, but also to preempt some too. So I have spent 35 years seeing the themes and patterns and mindsets that are involved in relationships. I have found that the core triggers and landmines that are operating under the surface is the mindset in each person. It's just waiting for someone to step on the landmine, and then, bam, you're in an argument or a recurring drama that you wonder, how did this happen and how do I solve this? So this allows people to have conversations that will get resolutions, no matter how bad it may appear or been in the past, to find peaceful solutions and resolutions, and this can transform any relationship. That's why I have a 98% success rate in my work using this. And I use it in my marriage now, and I use it when I was courting my husband, and he was courting me. So it's all about how to have more success in step families, and there are some key pillars to success. And I can tell you what those are. Understanding the mindset of each person, the dynamics around guilt, manipulation, feeling torn, which a lot of times the husband feels, lack of control, which everybody feels, the stepmom, the husband, and the ex, feeling less than, and security needs. The communication skills. No one prepares us how to have communications with others. We don't learn it in school or in college, and it has everything to do with the mindset, needs, fears, and desires of the person you're communicating with. So once you have a sense of that mindset, and you can come from that understanding, you can easily communicate in ways that don't take a therapy degree. It's learning a formula, a system, a prescription, and men love prescriptions. They love how-tos. In step families, there are patterns that come up that you have to know how to navigate things like when the kids or ex are manipulating your partner, how to approach him on that without alienating him. There are ways to have this conversation that are like a prescription that will meet his underlying mindset issues, and also have him work with you on the solution instead of ending up arguing against you. The point is that the reality is that the stepmom can really impact. And remember, I called her the guardian of connection because I really believe that the stepmom is the center. She can really impact this by learning these skills and prescriptions that I call smart heart skills and dialogue and teaching them to the people that she loves and pass them on.
That sounds great, Dr. Bonnie. So can you tell us more about your teleprogram? It sounds like you're offering your direct support for people, and that is wonderful. Stepmoms need that. So can you tell us more about it?
Sure. So, yes, Elizabeth, remember I said I would give folks as much as I could in our time today and then tell them later about how to dig in deeper? My intention was to create a training so that stepmoms and families can do this on their own in just 4 weeks. You can have success if at least one person is willing to be trained on how to have family and couple success using my mindset system training, all from the comfort of your home or office, and it's all recorded so you never miss anything. But let me share some more statistics with you. Is that okay, Elizabeth?
Yes, I'd love to hear those.
Okay, great. Before I show you why this program is so needed, I want you to really consider this. This is really important. Blended families are now the norm, and 75% of stepfamilies complain that there are no resources available to stepfamilies to deal with this issue. Now, this is not something that I've seen in my practice. I can certainly attest to it, but this was written up by Psychology Today. They did a study that blended families are now the norm, and 75% of stepfamilies report that there are no resources available. And I found that to be true. That's why I created this program, because it was like, you know, groping in the dark. They didn't know what to do. So, and we have to remember that in stepfamilies, there is so much more pain and anger and resentment and emptiness and grudges than in original families, because there's more people that are players in it. And they're playing havoc with each person's mindset and reactions. Another very important statistic that I found very interesting based on what I've been saying today is 50% of women and 30% of men are still intensely angry at their former spouses. Now, I don't think that's an accurate number, the 30% of men, and I'll tell you why. I think many men are not in touch with their feelings, so I think it's probably much higher. And in many cases, the stepmom may unconsciously act as the catalyst to express what the men are suppressing about their ex. But that's a boomerang for the stepmom, and it's a total romance wrecker. And that goes back to why I think it's so important for the ex's mindset to be understood and dealt with so that you can have peace and harmony and wonderful romance in your marriage as a stepmom with your husband. And then this is the, I think, most amazing statistic. And when I was writing my book, Makeup Don't Break Up, I remember this statistic, and I was blown away by this statistic, and I saw why so much couples had divorce or romance wrecking going on. 66% of those living together or married break up when children are involved. Okay, and that's what the biggest problem is in the stepfamilies. Can you believe this? And then 1,300 new stepfamilies are formed every day. So let's go over to the information page about the program so I can show you the plan, how in just 4 weeks you can have the solutions to any problem, doesn't matter what it is or issue, that you may be having by learning the stress-free stepmom system. This obviously is very perfect now for the holidays at any time, but you can use it at any time. But I know the holidays are the most stressful for the stepmoms and everyone else involved. So Elizabeth, can I take you and everyone else to the information page link?
Yes, please tell us more about that.
Okay, so the link, and I'm going to spell it for you, and it's www, and it's doctor spelled out. Make sure you spell out doctor, because that's very important. D-O-C-T-O-R, and Bonnie, Dr. Bonnie, one word, and Bonnie is spelled B-O-N-N as in Nancy, I-E. So that's B-O-N-N as in Nancy, I-E, Dr. Bonnie, D-O-C-T-O-R, Bonnie, .com/program. I'll say that again. Doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, .com/program. Okay, so everybody go to that.
Okay.
And when you get to that, you're going to scroll down. And while you're doing that, I just want to tell you my direct number, because I really want to answer any questions that you may have. There's no such thing as a stupid question. So 212-606-3787. That's 212-606-3787. And that is a telephone number. If you have any questions at any time, I will. It's a message center. I will call you back. Leave your number slowly and clearly twice so I can call you back. So you're scrolling down, you'll see my picture, and after my picture you'll see a purple banner, which is introducing Stress-Free Stepmom System, perfect for the holidays. Okay, and this is support for step families to be stress-free, and each week we'll be exploring a key for step family success. So let me just go over a few, I'll give you a few suggestions, and you can look and see where they are.
That sounds great.
And you will be able to see, let's go over the first key. And you're seeing on the first key, I have for week one, and Elizabeth, this can be a real stressor.
Yes.
Giving you the, you know, the program about giving you the keys to step family success. And each week you get a different key for every step of the way. Now, the first one is really important based on what I just said, because it's getting into the head of the ex. And week one, you'll see if you have a narcissistic ex that you're dealing with, you'll see also about compromising, preventing your husband or your partner from talking to the wife without you, about your marriage, which sometimes happens. You find that out through the kids. And coaching your partner or husband on the specific dialogues for his kids and his ex, dialogue to get compromise. And you can scroll down and you can see week two. I'm just giving you some suggestions because there's many more than I'm saying.
Okay.
Week two, getting inside your stepkid's head to navigate. It's very crucial so your husband doesn't feel guilty or the kids don't feel guilty, to be able to accept you, and what happens if they don't like or accept you right away? How do you deal with that? What about spending fun time with you or their dad? Certain words and dialogue to deepen trust and connection. What exact words I will be going over with you. And it's so valuable, Elizabeth, the dialogue with the husband. If the kids are manipulating, you know, and you know they're manipulating and he doesn't see it, or they're saying something bad about you, the stepmom. Now, if you scroll down and we see week three, some other suggestions that you'll see. My favorite one is fighting fair, because as I said, second marriages are higher in divorce and adultery, and the reason is because they don't fight. Polite marriages are higher in adultery and divorce than anything because people don't know how to fight. So this is fighting fair. And I also outlined fighting fair in the book that I wrote, Make Up, Don't Break Up, with step families in mind, because they usually don't know how to fight. So the couples and step families, they don't have to worry about having polite marriages and getting divorced. They'll have a prescription. And I also talk about money being a stressor. which I also talk about in the book that I wrote, Financial Infidelity for Step Families, communicating about financial issues and challenges in step families, because there's more problems with that. And in the fourth week, and the last week, if you scroll down, my favorite about rekindling. Because remember, we talked about 60% of second marriages end in divorce. It's very important to rekindle the romance. And you need to know the system, because you can't rekindle the romance when you're fighting or you're silently fighting. So this is the way to keep the marriage alive, by learning how to create sizzle and romance magic. Because remember, we said that 66% of marriages lose their fizz when children are involved. So you need to recreate those same chemicals that you had, those brain chemicals that you had when you first fell in lust and you fell in love, or you were in the honeymoon stage. And it helps to identify the romance records. So we have a blueprint to keep your passion alive, how to talk about sexual issues in your life with your partner, because that can be very tricky. And smart heart skills and dialogue can be so easy, and it'll be so easy for you to tell your husband he will be so happy to please you when he knows how to reach you with your mindset. So, and the stepkids, you know, they're trying to get the parents back together, and they're always acting as marriage counselors or spies. So we go into that also, and what to do when the kids are financially manipulating, using guilt for your husband and trying to get to him that way to get what they want materially. This definitely affects the passion and kills it in the bedroom. What do you do about that? Because money is such a tough area, and the money is sometimes used by the husband with the kids to soothe the guilt and pain, and sometimes even with the ex. And that's the reason that I wrote Financial Infidelity, the book, because this is where we see the biggest problems. So now, the bottom line is that, as you can see there, we have 4 weeks of group instruction, packed with a lot of information, as I just went over just a few of them. And I wanted to, because of Elizabeth and her wonderful group, I wanted to give a special discount today. So usually it's $497, but we're all making it $297, which is half, and it's definitely an $800 value, because I am going to be auctioning off today, the first 10, a phone session with me, which you can have and use for 1 year. Plus, I will make myself available by phone, 212-606-3787, 212-606-3787. That's my message center, if you have any questions. And also by email. I will give you support over email for those 4 weeks, because things may come up and you may have questions or, you know, issues and things like that. And so that is one of the things that we talked about, is that, you know, people need some kind of follow-up, and just to make sure that you're on the right track. So, and I also, I will have, I want to just go over a few more things, and then I will have something very special that I want to give you at the end, which is going to enhance your romance. And it's just a little tip that I will give you at the end. So what I want to say is to all of you, and I so enjoyed working with you today and helping to make your life a lot better and your holidays that much richer. Just imagine what life will be like for you when you have the keys to set family success, when you can do this with each other, when you fully get the core mindsets that impact all involved, and simple ways to avoid the landmines that are underneath those mindsets. Imagine being able to have the exact formula and words to use in any situation available to you from the training. Imagine being able to email me with anything that's happening in your marriage, with your stepkids, or anything stressing you out, and I will help you apply the keys for step family success, so you'll feel peace and happiness. Imagine feeling more secure and less stressed when you have the keys, not just for the holidays, but all the time. What will be different for you? How will things be better? So, Elizabeth, I just wanted to say that when you sign up now and when they're the first 10, they will get that phone session with me. You can use that phone session. I didn't say this before. I just want to mention this now. You can definitely use the session with your either with your husband, or your husband could have it by himself, or the ex could even have it alone, or the ex could have it with you, could have it with the children. You know, a lot of times we'll do that where the kids are on four different phones, and I'm on the phone, and then the ex is in at her house, and the husband is in your house with you, and we have a lot of fun with it. So all the bonuses that I mentioned that are the $800 value, but I am going to do this specially for Elizabeth and give it to you for $297 instead of $497. And if you want to sign up now at the link, I'm going to give you the link again, which is doctor, that's D-O-C-T-O-R, it's www, doctor spelled out, D-O-C-T-O-R, Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, .com, and then /, and then program. And everything is going to be confidential. If you ask any questions to me, or is there anything that you want, it's going to be, you know, confidential. And it's good for 1 year. So even if you have any questions, go ahead and make sure, you know, that you're one of the first 10 so that I can give you this. It's not a charge for it, because I want to help you, and I also want to help you understand better the training. So if you have any questions, and I would ask you to even, you know, act it out and role play it at home in between the training, the 4 weeks, so that if you have questions, I'll help you with it. That's the best way to do it, too. You're getting email support from me directly, and it will be confidential. No one else will know about it, and no one else will have any of your information. If you have any questions, I will talk to you directly at that 212 number, 606-3787. And then I guess I wanted to just say to you, I mean, I'm just imagining how many times that all of you must have felt frustrated and worried and angry. I remember how it was for my family members, my two aunts, with your husband, your partner, his ex, or the stepkids. And imagine how it would be if you had the simple tools for that to be a thing of the past, because as they said, 75% of step families wish they had a manual, wish they had resources, and they just don't, because there's just so many complications. So is that worth it to you to have the peace and happiness, not just on the holidays, but especially on the holidays, but all year round? And my 98% success rate is for a reason, because I believe in people, and I believe that most marriages can be saved and most families can learn this, and I want to preempt this for some of you that are just starting as step families, and if some of you have been in those bad patterns, I want to train you and train people to apply these tools even to the little kids, so the kids can put their bulletproof vests on. The kids won't get reactive and angry and learn what to do with their anger and put it in a little Tupperware container in their hand and hold it in their hand, so they can learn. They're really adorable when they walk around, and they do that at school, too. They teach the kids at school that, too. Some of my little patients have said, oh, I told my teacher about it, and she liked it. Well, I know you can do it, and you can truly become the heroine in the step family instead of being the bad one, the bad guy. And in the dynamics, and think how good that will make you feel, how happy your husband will be with peace and everyone getting along, and you having an amazing relationship in all ways. Elizabeth, I wanted to ask you if there's anything that you want to share. Is there anything that you want to share today?
Yes. So I wanted to mention I was excited to host you, Dr. Bonnie, today because I took one of your classes over the summer, and then I also read your book, Make Up, Don't Break Up, and I personally benefited from it. I really enjoyed the fighting fair that you mentioned earlier, and I was able to use that in my own relationship and then also to teach that to my coaching clients. So I really think that all of the stepmoms out there can really benefit from this program. It's a great investment for them, and it can really transform their lives. So I just wanted to go over that link again, maybe for stepmoms that didn't have a chance to write it down earlier, the link to the program, and that was www.doctor, spelled out, D-O-C-T-O-R, Bonnie, and it's BONNIE.com/program. So I hope that all of you can take that step towards changing your lives for the better.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth, and I just wanted to remind them that just by registering, they're entered in the contest of the first 10 to get the phone session with me, and in a few minutes I will be giving you my number one secret for keeping romance alive or rekindling at the very end. And I just wanted to say that I wanted to mention that I know when one person steps up and gets this training, it transforms everything. It reminds me of a mobile that is swinging back and forth. One part helps move the other parts. So one person in a step family can make a difference. The stepmom can be the guardian of connection and move all the other parts so that there's not so much strain on her, so that eventually everybody's doing their part. And it's kind of like transforming everything. It's kind of, when it changes the dynamics, it's not hard to do. It's kind of like riding a bike. Once you get it, it's easy. And I know that your relationships and families can be transformed. So check in and think of what your vision is. What is your vision for the holidays? Because we're going to do this training. I have it specifically set up so it's not going to interfere with the holidays, but it's going to be before the holidays, so that you'll be prepared for Thanksgiving, which is always a problem, and Christmas and Hanukkah and New Year's. So check in and think of what your vision is and what is your vision of your partner for your relationship and for the step family and for the kids. So we're saying yes to new beginnings that this program will give you so that you can have a new start to a beautiful holiday and a beautiful life. Now we're going to do a question and answer, and I'm going to have Janet help us with that.
Hi, Dr. Bonnie.
Yes.
So what I wanted to do is that we're going to open up the question and answer session, and if you have any questions, just go ahead and unmute yourself. And to unmute yourself, you would hit *6 and then 1. Again, to unmute yourself to ask a question, hit *6 and then 1. If you're using the web link, just go ahead and submit your question by using the speech bubble that's right at the top of your screen there, and then go ahead and submit your question using that. Okay? Okay, so as we wait for the questions to come in, we did ask some people earlier if they had any questions, and we received a few by email. And so I'm going to read one that we received from Mary. And what Mary said is, Dr. Bonnie, one of the issues I have is that my husband does tend to buy his kids a lot of stuff. I really resonate and believe he's doing this out of guilt, but I don't know what to do. If I mention anything about buying his kids stuff, he get mad at me. How can you help me with this?
That's a great question, Mary. This is the Disney dad that I talked about before, where the father is using money to gain the kids' love because he feels so guilty and torn about separating the family and by getting remarried or living with his partner, especially around the holidays. So there is an exact right way to approach this, Mary, so he isn't defensive, he doesn't feel guilt, he's not feeling torn, and he feels closer to you. This is very important, so it's not a romance wrecker. This can be changed. This specific dialogue can turn it around positively. And I would definitely recommend, Mary, that you register now so that you could be one of the first 10. So I can go over with you in a free talk that's good for a year, but I think you're going to need it before the holidays, I'll give you the dialogue because I don't have the time right now because I see that we're only can take a few questions, but I will go over that dialogue with you. There will be three key things, and one of them is going to be understanding the mindset. Two is going to be reducing the guilt, and three, having a specific dialogue so he doesn't feel torn and getting him to see the unconscious mindset.
Great. All right. We have one other question that came in, and this question is from Gina. And Gina says, sometimes my teenage kids get mad and they say some really hurtful things. What can I do?
Oh, that's a very, very important one, and it's a very painful one. Remember when I talked about the compassionate mindset that people are willing to see things in a different way most of the time when they're taught that? So it's understanding the mindset of these kids with their emptiness. It's not what they signed up for. They ultimately want their parents to get back together. And you will get the respect and goodwill that you want without contaminating the relationship with your partner by understanding the mindset, the compassionate mindset of the stepkids, and mentioning that to your husband. So your husband will feel more endeared to you. He'll feel much closer to you, and he'll be more willing to help you with these kids because they should be treating you with respect. They don't have to like you yet, but they have to respect you because the liking comes later. You know, you have to think of yourself as a camp counselor or as a friend or as a big brother or something or a big sister. I mean, that's how you have to think of yourself because they don't see you as a parent because you're replacing their parent and they don't want to see you in that role. But it's up to the husband, your husband, to make that bridge. And if your husband doesn't make that bridge and he has some unconscious mindsets, that won't happen. And then you will be having fights with him. That's what makes the stepfamily's dynamic so more complicated, because it works like a domino in a negative way where it all goes down and down and down and down into the marriage bed and everything else.
Okay, we have one final question, and that's from, hard to read her name, looks like Angelique. And Angelique would like to know how to handle the holidays, especially if the kids don't want to be with you.
Yes, that is a very, very big one, and that is something that we see routinely. And that would go a little bit into what I just said now about the fact that if you understand the mindset of the kids, and you probably have to understand the mindset of the ex, which would be, did the ex want the breakup? Because if the ex didn't, then the kids are picking up that emotional antennae that I talked about before, that they're picking up her vibes, and they're also, usually they get that vibe from the ex that they shouldn't be seeing you, and it's their fantasy that they want their parents together. So you would talk to the kids with your ex. And these are the kinds of dialogues that I go over, you know, in the training. There's a dialogue specifically that you would talk to your ex, the ex first. Their husband would talk to the ex. You would talk with the ex after your husband does. And then the children would get talked to. And this is, I mentioned before that I do this sometimes with like four different phones. Like I'm talking to the ex, I'm talking to the kids, then I talk to the stepmom, then I talk to the husband, because this is very powerful. And then you can learn these dialogues on your own after the training, or you can enlist someone like myself, and then you can learn how to do this. These are specific dialogues because they have to be done with the mindset, understanding the mindset, because underneath, it doesn't mean they don't like you. They don't like who you represent, and there has to be a lot of closure done. Like, for instance, the ex and the ex-wife and the husband probably didn't do the closure that they need to do, because when they do that closure, then the kids, it filters down to the kids in a good way. So these are all the things that we will be doing in that class, teaching how to do this, how to get to the unconscious so that it becomes conscious.
That's awesome. Thank you, Dr. Bonnie.
Okay, so any more questions, Janet?
I think Angelique's question was the last one we had. We have some other people that are on the line, but I'm sure that these questions probably help them as well. And so those are it that we have for now.
Okay, great. So I want to give you my little tip, which is this is actually a tip that I developed on the Today Show. I was on the Today Show for 3 days with Katie Couric, and she and I developed this together, a 30-second kiss, which gives you a rush, because the 30-second kiss elicits the cuddle hormone, which is called oxytocin, and it's called the cuddle hormone because it makes you bond and want to cuddle with your partner. So I suggest that you do a 30-second kiss every day, and that will boost and recreate those same brain chemicals of lust when you first met and bring you back to the honeymoon, because in step families, there's a lot of negativity, so you want to reverse this with the positives. And Elizabeth, first I want to thank you so much for hosting me.
Like to thank you for joining me as well.
Thank you so much. And I just wanted to say, Elizabeth, if anyone has any questions, either now or later, regarding, you know, the program or registering for the program, or, you know, or if there's any glitches in technology when they're trying to, we'll be standing by to support you 100%. And there's a telephone number that Sharon was so nice to help if anybody's having trouble now trying to register, or there's a technology glitch or something like that, or any questions about the program. Her number is 724-321-5027. That's 724-321-5027. 724-321-5027. That's Sharon. She'll be standing by to help anybody that's trying to register, is having trouble, or with the technology. And my number for questions is 212-606-3787. 212-606-3787. That's my message center.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bonnie. And I wanted to thank not only you, but all of the stepmoms for joining us today on a probably busy Saturday. But I really appreciate all of the work that you've done for stepmoms, and I know they appreciate it as well. You have some wonderful resources out there, and your program is transformational for stepmoms. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful being able to help the stepmoms. It's so close to my heart. And I look forward to hopefully seeing you guys again on the phone, in my training, and working again with you, Elizabeth. And thank you so much, and good luck on your book.
Thank you.